Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Here at Possibly, we usually talk about the little things you can do to chip away at climate change. But of course, we need to do big things too. To talk about that, we're turning to our friends at the Trending Globally podcast, Sarah Baldwin and Dan Richards. Welcome, Sarah and Dan.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
Trending Globally did an episode where you asked policy experts a pretty big question.
Yes, we wanted to know, what is a burning climate change issue that nobody's talking about?
And what did you find out?
One interesting conversation we had was with Jeff Colgan. He's director of the Climate Solutions Lab at Brown University's Watson Institute.
Here was his answer.
One thing that I think not enough people are focused on is what a climate focus for U.S. foreign policy means for the rest of U.S. foreign policy.
What does he mean by that?
Well, think about it this way. When the U.S. is working with other countries, there's lots of negotiation and cutting of deals, right? We do something for you, you do something for us.
But our country only has so many of those carrots and sticks to get other countries to work with us.
And if we use them up on deals not related to climate change, then we risk not having leverage when it comes to making deals about climate change.
I see. Did he give any examples?
He did. Here's a big one. Trade. Jeff says that if we're serious about climate change, we should band together with other countries that have pro-climate policies.
And then to support those countries, we need to have trade tariffs on anybody who is not doing that same level of pro-climate environmental policy to protect the producers inside that climate club, you know, from unfair competition.
Which would make it economically attractive for countries to join, especially China.
Because they are the number one emitter in the whole world. There are 25% of global emissions right now.
But here's the rub, and here's what Jeff is talking about.
Right now, the U.S. is already thinking about a massive overhaul of the way it trades with China. You've probably heard about this in the news. It's trade decoupling. Here's how Jeff puts it.
If you are serious about climate change, you can't do decoupling for other reasons because then you lose your leverage on climate policy.
So what's the U.S. supposed to do?
Basically, hold on to its bargaining chips. And when it's time to negotiate with China on climate change,
what we want to do is to put to China, as nicely as possible, a choice of saying, listen, you can be in the club with us, or you can not do that, your sovereign choice, but then you're outside of the club and your access to trade and finance from US and Europe is now much reduced, if not eliminated.
And Jeff thinks that if we really hold on to those chips for our climate negotiations, we could work with other countries to make a big reduction in greenhouse gas emissions.
That's a bold claim to have because, unfortunately, there is a lot of hostility, obviously, between the U.S. and China right now. But I think that this is the kind of thing that all three of the major economies in the world are interested in making happen.
Wow. Fingers crossed. Do you want to come back next week?
I do.
Why not?
Dan Richards and Sarah Baldwin are the hosts of Trending Globally, a podcast produced by the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs at Brown University. You can hear more by subscribing to Trending Globally wherever you get your podcasts. That's it for today. To listen to more episodes, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publics Radio.